The K-300 sled dog race starts in Bethel on January 18th, and preparations are in full swing. 28 teams are signed up to compete, the largest field in about 15 years. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
Five of the teams are local from the Bethel region, but most will be coming from all over Alaska, even from Norway and Russia. A larger field means more logistics and planning for race organizers. Zach Fansler is the race manager.
This is a situation where it's not so much as a problem as something that we just have to handle, and we're excited about that because it does give us the largest field that we've had in a long time and a very strong field at that.
The field includes six of last year's Iditarod top 10 and a slew of other big names, Lance Mackey, Jeff King, the Boozers, Paul Gebhardt, and others. The K-300 race relies on a few hundred volunteers every year, and taking care of a larger field means more of them are needed.
We guarantee when a musher comes to town that we're going to pick you up at the airport. We're going to find you a place to stay. We're going to get your team to the starting line. We're going to get your team back from the finishing line. And then we're going to get you back to the airport to leave. So that means we need that many more trucks. We need that many more places to stay.
The race has always drawn big Iditarod names in its 32-year history. Jeff King has won the race the most, taking first place 8 times. And each of those times, he took home $20,000 of the race's $100,000 purse. But this year, the purse has gone up to $110,000, with first place taking home $22,000. Fansler says that has probably contributed to the large draw this year, but he says another draw is that it's a well-organized race that is known for its challenging coastal conditions.
I think that there's a lot to be said for winning the K-300. This is a highly prestigious race, a race that, you know, a musher wants to say they've accomplished.
The K-300 sister races will also be happening next weekend. That's the Bogus Creek 150 and the 65-mile Akiak Dash. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.